breaking news from just now. EU fined X, the platform, 120 million euros under the Digital Services Act. Now, for those of you that are unaware with the Digital Services Act, it's the government wants to censor people. And unfortunately for the government, Twitter does not censor people. So, because Elon Musk bought it. So they are trying to censor people now. Welcome to reality. This is extortion. This is essentially saying if X doesn't pay us 120 million euros, we're gonna cook you guys. This is government slop to censor people because they really hate the fact that people on social media are noticing that, oh my god, is this a guy from Sudan who came off of a boat illegally and stabbed two people with a pair of scissors? That's pretty bad, actually. And the media really wants to cover this stuff up. So the EU is essentially a gigantic bully over here, trying to bully Twitter into refusing to allow their citizens to actually get information. It is an actual authoritarian regime. It really is. So Elon Musk says, how long before the EU is gone? Abolish the EU. The EU should be abolished. Sovereignty returned to individual countries. Dude is straight up beefing with the European Union. The European Commission imposed a $120 million fine on X for three violations. Misleading paid verification badges, which is a nothing burger, unlabeled ads in its repository, which is a nothing burger, and insufficient data access for researchers, which is a nothing burger. The reality is, in my opinion, the reason why they're doing it is because they want to ban people, because they don't want freedom of speech. They don't want people to actually get information. Trump is pissed about this. Elon is very pissed about this. X plans to comply where feasible, but argues researcher access clashes with user privacy with an appeal option in the EU courts. Musk posts sharp criticism urging the EU's abolition to restore national sovereignty amid echoes from figures like Viktor Orban. I think he's the Hungary prime minister or something. And the US officials decrying the move as an attack on the American tech. This is so based, it's crazy. Viktor Orban releases this. Basically saying that the EU is drowning in corruptions. Commissioners face serious charges. Commission and Parliament are engulfed in scandal. People do not understand what we're doing, guys. Welcome to the EU's bureaucratic empire where democracy goes to die. Completely true. Completely true. The Commission's attack on X says it all. When the Brusselian overlords cannot win the debate, they reach for the fines. Europe needs free speech, not unelected bureaucrats deciding what we can read or say. Hats off to Elon Musk for holding the line. This is exactly what's happening. Imagine treating the claim that sovereignty should return to the individual country so government could better represent the people as evidence of being an enemy of humanity. And this is what they all say. This is literally the leftoid cuckery everywhere. Elon Musk is an enemy of Europe and humanity. Because he wants people's votes to matter? Because he wants freedom of speech to exist? Go to Mars. There's no censorship or Nazi salutes over there. Elon Musk calls to abolish the European Union. This is a massive battle. An actual generational war that we're witnessing. Because honestly, stories like this just don't get covered properly in the actual media. And as proof, this just happened last night. This is a situation where 10 people were killed. Look at this man. Obviously, I'm not going to show you the actual video, but this is a video of 10 dead because a car rammed into a Christmas market in France. And you want to know the craziest part? This wasn't reported by the media. After a full 8 hours of this being talked about on Twitter, it was reported on India news sites. Indian news sites reported this. Why wouldn't they report this? Why wouldn't they report the story of the Muslim that killed 10 people ramming a car into a Christmas market? Why wouldn't they tell this story? How is this not national? How is this not in the news? How is the first news site to pick it up? India news after 8 hours of this being viral on Twitter. Well, India media picked it up. This tweet has 16 million views on Twitter, so everyone knows it. And are you really surprised? Are you really surprised? Are you really actually that shocked or surprised when they want to ban Twitter and they want to fine Twitter infinitely? Like, no shit they want to ban Twitter. No shit they want to fine Twitter because they want to control their people. Now, Piers Morgan just did a debate on his show because someone got 10 years in prison in the United Kingdom for saying the word because you have to understand what we're doing here. This is crazy. All right, lock in, boys and girl. We're going to probably watch one of the most mind-numbingly cringe debates of all time. I'm waiting for the wake-up moment where people realize, oi, mate, turns out we're actually living in an authoritarian regime. Let's see it.
11 police officers turned up.
Yeah.
They basically said you had committed a hate crime by using that F word in a private...
That F word!
Text message.
I was in...
It was in a text message! Bro, she used the word in a text message and they managed to get that information. First of all, that just means they're watching all your text messages. Got arrested by... for 10 years, bro. 10 years!
And also shock.
If the state can pry on our private conversations, that really does take us into Orwellian...
Yeah! That's why they're terrified of Twitter! That's exactly why they're terrified of Twitter! Look at their complaint! Look at their complaint. X plans to comply where feasible because they... Here it is. Misleading paid verification. Unlabeled ads in repository. Insufficient data. Bro, it is so obvious, man. It's so obvious. They really are just trying to own their people. Like actual infinite Orwellian surveillance.
Territory. You don't have a free nation there. Who cares if True. She was like, you know what? I am homophobic. And I said it because I'm homophobic. That's her business, right? You can say what you want.
Something can be a homophobic slur, even if a person doesn't realize that that's what they're doing.
Bro, you have every right to be homophobic. You have every single right to be homophobic. EU just wants an excuse to ban X to keep Europe in the dark, obviously. Yeah.
Doing.
Andrew, would you use that word?
Sure, you use it all the time.
Are you kidding me? What even is happening? Like, this is the retard Olympics.
One of the best ways to describe friends, right?
Any minute now, we are going to see the annual controversy about the Pogues' great song, Fairy Tale of New York, which has the famous lyric, you scumbag, you maggot, you cheap lousy.
The Oxford English Dictionary has just named rage bait as its word of the year. They define it as content deliberately designed to elicit outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive. I thought it was only appropriate to mention that story, given the hullabaloo over my polite reticence to use the F word. And no, as you're probably well aware, it's not that F word.
Would you say the word on camera?
No.
Why?
Because I
you don't want to get arrested, do you?
Because you're arrested.
Oh, my God. This is just absolute cinema. I was just talking about on stream how I think Tucker Carlson is an actual paid shill and how he's literally being flown into Qatar to give a speech there. At the same time, you have absolute retard pussy whip bitch on the other side, Piers Morgan, sitting there.
Of course I would never say that. I would never do something like that. Never.
So harmful to people? No, is that like gay bashing? What's wrong with that?
Actually, my whole issue with the whole trans debate, for example, is you don't need to slide into actually saying derogatory stuff about trans people.
This guy is so pathetic, it's fucking crazy. Like, this dude is accepted with open arms, all right, by right-wing people just because he thinks that the woke shit went too far. This dude is a hardcore fucking leftoid cuck. It's insane. I can't stand these people. Like, these snakes. Unbelievable. You have every right to be transphobic. You have every right to be homophobic, all right? You have every right to believe in the Bible. All right, you have every right to believe in your religion. That's right. That's right. Because it says in the Bible that you know, you shouldn't castrate yourself. It's literally in the Bible. Do not castrate yourself. You will no longer be welcomed into the community of God. All right? It literally says that. It directly says that a man should not sleep with another man as a woman. It's literally stated in the Bible. If you believe in the Bible, then that doesn't make you automatically a bad guy that needs to go to jail. Also, transphobia is not irrational. Like, it's not irrational. I've seen the mass shootings.
To make the point that women's rights should be protected. You don't need to...
But the argument isn't, like, dude, I also want women's rights to be protected. I don't want trans people in sports either because I want women's rights to be protected. But also, there's only two genders, all right? It's not hateful or hurtful to say a fact, which is there are two genders, okay? Like, what are we doing? Like, Piers Morgan thinks that everyone thinks the same way as him. Like, but you're so dishonest, it's crazy.
Well, I agree.
So what? I don't believe.
No, but it's a mad. Yeah, I also want their women to be protected. Obviously. Also, there's two genders, and these people need an asylum.
I don't believe in needlessly smearing
anybody. I just think.
But why would you use that word? Yeah,
I just did.
But would you? Okay, but why?
And I'm using it because you're not allowed to.
Why? Because it's a word.
I'm allowed to.
Go ahead.
I don't want to.
Say, I love gay people.
I'm allowed to. I just choose not to.
He's not showing the full clip, that slimy arse. Oh, you absolute buffoon. You fake fraud. You absolute cuck. Let me show you the full clip. Let me show you the full clip, man. I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, are you ready?
No, we're not.
Do you say gay and retard?
I say gay. I wouldn't use the R word. I wouldn't. I personally wouldn't.
Yeah. You're a fucking retard, Pierce. Get out of here, man. Oh my God. This is crazy level of cuckery.
Are you, do you think it should be legal to abort a Down syndrome baby?
I am exercising my free speech right not to use that word.
I totally agree. I actually don't use the N-word ever,
right?
Because I think it's ugly.
Pussy. pussy. You're going to sit here and grandstand about words? Really? Absolute coward?
Don't so like by it. Your own petard, you're being...
Absolute pussy bitch coward. If you're going to sit here and you're going to grandstand about how it's just words, then you absolutely need to get obliterated. Yeah, say it. Say it, bitch. Say it. Oh my God, what an absolute loser.
Well, we'll talk about the F word again shortly with my panel, who are standing by, but Tucker Carlson's claim that I could be arrested for saying...
People are such frauds, it's crazy. Like, everyone's such a loser.
For saying it was based on a real story he'd read in the Daily Mail. A nursing home worker had been arrested and convicted, he said, for using that word in text messages about a man she claims had assaulted her. As I said in the interview, it sounded utterly ridiculous. Ladies, in a string of examples of an assault on free speech in the UK. But I hadn't actually read the story, and I said I'd look into it afterwards. That's exactly what I did, and I'm pleased to say that Elizabeth Kinney, the mother of four who was convicted over her text messages, joins me in the studio now. Elizabeth, thank you for coming in and joining.
Convicted for texting the word. Oh my God.
Joining us today for this debate. Just first of all, just to clear up exactly what happened to you, explain to me and the viewers what went down.
I was assaulted by a male acquaintance.
Physically or sexually?
Physically.
Physically.
Physically. It wasn't my ex-partner. It was a friend, okay. Like a group of friends. The female acquaintance that she was getting jealous over me because she started seeing my ex-partner.
Bro.
So she was trying to cause trouble for me, which ended up resulting in me getting attacked. After that, obviously, I went to the hospital and I sent her messages and pictures of my injuries just to prove, like, what she'd caused. And obviously, I was very upset at the time. I'd had inflammation on me brain. Mm. I had a skull fracture, which made me not really feel like myself at the time. I was very upset. And
so she did shit out of her.
Like, angry with what had happened to me, which made me, like, say messages that I really wouldn't have said.
So you sent her...
Wait, hold on. You're telling me that some guy beat the shit out of her, then she texted that he was a... and she got arrested for 10 years? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you at it? Like... what the Orwellian fuck is happening? What?
There are a load of messages. I mean, would you...
You have, like, rape gangs wandering around that they don't arrest, all right? And this woman, after getting assaulted and her skull fractured, called someone and they arrested her. Oh, my God.
As abusive, highly abusive?
It was more just to pointing to the fact that what had happened to me, I only just sent her pictures of my injuries and obviously said, like, why would you cause this much trouble for me and stuff and make up lies and, like, which now resulted in me being attacked. And
she then reported you.
Yeah.
For the harassing messages.
Yeah, I only... Oh my God. It was a 5 minute...
Hello, officer. Can you please assist me? What appears to be the trouble, sir? It's very important. I was just texted the words by an acquaintance of mine who was beaten up by her husband. Can you please arrest her immediately? Oh, she said the word, didn't she?
Minutes, period of time, when I just...
Actual Karen-owned society. Karens and Islam owns a UK. It's so over, bro.
Feel when the police contacted you?
Well, I was shocked. I didn't expect that. I mean...
Because these are private text messages.
Throughout my life, I've had messages with my friends and we've fallen out and we've said things that aren't very nice to each other, but you would never really expect that to go any further than that.
I've heard 11 police officers turned up.
Yeah.
Completely ridiculous.
Bro, yeah, I'd left my front door open. I was waiting for my dad to come to the house. I was actually in the bath.
And 11...
She's sitting in the bath. 11 police officers came in and arrested her for texting about someone that beat the shit out of her.
They opened the door themselves.
And just came in?
And came in.
And you're in the bath?
Yeah.
And what do they say to you?
Well, I heard my name, which was one female out of the lot of them.
And 10 male officers?
Yeah. And then I heard my name and I thought, well, it might be my sister because it didn't sound like someone who was... Because obviously I was upstairs in the bath. And then they just come up the stairs. And...
Dude, you have to pay attention to whatever's happening, man, in the UK, because we're next. All right? Unless we actually crush this mind virus, we're next. All right? Next leftist president we get is going to start instituting this shit. Like, Tim Walz is already trying to say, governor of Minnesota is already trying to say that calling someone a retard is an incitement of violence. Like, you don't understand, man. Like, it's getting scary. It's getting really scary. Two people in Florida were arrested for eating bacon near Muslims. All right? Like, dude, it's getting scary, man. Like, this is serious and scary. And the EU is trying their absolute best to clamp down on this shit.
They didn't give me any privacy or anything. Like, I had to...
You were naked?
Yes.
How did that make you feel?
Disgusted. I'm really upset. I was crying my eyes out.
And what did they say to you? What did they say they were there for?
Well, I was just asking them, can they just leave the female officer and can they please go downstairs? As obviously, I was upset and I had no clothes on, and he kind of wanted to watch me get changed, and I was very upset.
She has 11 officers watching her get changed, naked, arresting her, dragging her off for saying the word in the text. Like, bro, what the fuck?
It's about that. In the end, they did send the males down the stairs, and the female officer sat with me. One, I was crying my eyes. I was really upset. And then I said, well, what are you even here for? Because I was shocked. I was in utter shock. And
dude, every single person that calls Trump fascist and a Nazi needs to immediately self-deport to the United Kingdom. This is the craziest thing ever.
He said, for malicious communications.
In Islam, women have no rights. And all of a sudden in the UK, they're arresting women naked.
Hate crime and malicious communications. And I said, well, what for? And they said, we'll discuss that when we get to the police station.
So you go to the station and then they outline that it's these messages you sent to this...
Yeah.
Friend that you've had this argument with, all connected to the fact that you yourself, as you say, have been assaulted. I'm not going to get into that so much. Is one of the more inflammatory things about this whole story, which Tucker Carlson picked up on, was in...
Not going to let women vote overwhelmingly for laws like this? Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, 100%. The feminization of the West is why the West is falling apart. And it's really obvious. It's because men refuse to be men and women are taught to abort their children. And essentially, like, it's the radical feminization of the West that is our destruction. And so realistically, I bet she voted left. Like, he's a leftist, all right? Make it clear. Piers Morgan is a liberal guy. He is a leftist, all right? And my guess is, so is she. Probably, statistically. The majority of women are. So the reality is she probably voted for these laws. I mean, obviously, she doesn't deserve to have this happen to her. But the reality is, like, we have to wake the fuck up, man.
In the course of these text messages, you use the F word. We've already said what that word is. He repeated it many times.
It's
choose not to say it. Do what you like.
No, you quite literally can't do what you like, Mr. Piers Morgan, uncensored. All right, you literally can't do what you like or you will get arrested.
That word, did you intend it in the messages to be a derogatory slur?
What even is this question? Literally, who cares?
Absolutely
because
not.
that is the alleged crime.
Oh, my
is
God.
Is that you were promoting hate towards gay people.
Why can't you promote hate towards gay people? I don't understand. What are we doing? Like, it's literally not a free country. You should be able to promote whatever the fuck you want. Get ready. They're going to start removing passages from Bibles. I'm telling you, it's inevitable. For the record, I actually know multiple schools that they do this. They remove passages that are homophobic from Bibles. I am not even joking. And I spoke to an administrator at one of these schools. Actually, a Jewish school I know that does this. I know a Christian school that does this. And I spoke to an administrator and I asked them, like, what are you doing? You're teaching the Bible. You're removing verses. And the answer was, we have to change the Bible to fit with the times. Like, I literally wanted to throw up in my mouth. Like, what are you doing? Are you kidding me? It's like, if you believe it's the word of God, then you, sir, are a... And if you don't believe it's the word of God, like, why are you even doing this? Like, what is going on? Get ready. It's going to happen en masse. You'll see.
Using that word.
Because ultimately, the leftists, I know this is going to be a little bit of a tangent, but leftists are the anti-God party. They are the anti-God party. Every single time. Every single time. Every time. There's not a single leftist policy that is actually following biblical values. Not one. Pro-abortion? Like, what the fuck? Child murder, child castration, communism, all the LGBT stuff. Like, it is, every single policy is anti-God. It's actual heretic politics. Every single policy. Now, my big question is, do they know they're worshipping demons, or do they not realize they're worshipping demons?
word?
First of all, a lot of my friends are gay. I am not homophobic in any way, shape, or form.
And even if you were, you should have the right. What? What is going on?
The word in question is a word that in where we, in our town where we live, we associate that word with somebody who, well, mainly males who hit females. Like, it's never a word for a sexuality. It's always a word where we live in our context, as in, like, basically a weak person. For instance, my brother's best friend got sent off the pitch in football last week because one of the guys fell over and, you know, he called him that name. But it was just a joke, but he got sent off the pitch. But in our context, God, like, it just means, like,
and you got
you're
a
weak.
Heavier... I mean, in the end, you pleaded guilty. First of all, why did you plead guilty?
She pled to... they made her plead guilty to hate crime for saying the text message.
My solicitor told me to.
Right.
And just... I've never been in trouble before, and I was really concerned about...
You had no criminal record?
No.
Because the
huge L take, honestly. Like, bro, I feel like you could defeat the English court super easily. If I would ever get arrested in England for saying the word and they would bring me in front of a jury, you know what I would do? I would say, well, actually, I am a transgender gay man. And then it would be over, because then it would be a claimed term. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to arrest a gay transgender for saying the word? Absolutely not. And who are you to disagree? This is the 4D chess you have to play. Absolutely. That's right. You bring them down to your level and you beat them with stupidity.
Malicious communications offences, which is under which you were prosecuted, such as sending grossly offensive messages, can receive a hate crime sentence uplift if motivated by hostility towards a protected characteristic like race, religion, sexual orientation, or disability. So you got an uplifted sentence. They basically said you had committed a hate crime by using that F
in
word,
a text message.
Yeah.
Which, given that you had no intent to be homophobic with it, for the reasons you've outlined, just seems preposterous.
Yeah.
In a private text message.
I love how he's like, it's preposterous that they're getting you in prison as you used a term, not even hatefully. No, no. It's preposterous that they arrested her for using the word period, regardless of context. This is one of those things that context really doesn't matter.
To somebody.
I didn't even say it to the person.
Who you were angry with because
you were such a cuck, Pierce. You are an absolute cuck. The reason why it's preposterous isn't because she didn't say it in a hateful way, all right? It's preposterous because she got arrested for using a word that people don't like in private.
And assaulted.
Yes.
I mean, has anything happened about the assault?
When I was in the hospital, the police were called by the doctors and nurses, and everyone in question were arrested at that given point. Then I ended up getting arrested a week after that.
And what's happened with the...
No one ever came back to me to discuss that. No one wanted statements from me. They were just obviously more... It seemed like they
so
were more...
So there's been no prosecution. No.
They're not prosecuting the person that assaulted her, but they're prosecuting her that called him a... Holy shit, man. Holy shit. We are so cooked. Oh,
so
my God.
The fact you were assaulted was deemed to be less serious.
Oh, my God, dude.
And the fact you'd use this F word in communication, private communication with this woman.
Dude, I know we're like laughing about this, but this is a nightmare. Like, this is a real, actual nightmare. The UK is considered, like, one of our close allies. They're right next... Okay, dude, I know I'm looking at this from the context of America, because obviously America is something I care about more than the United Kingdom. But like, what? What? Oh, my God.
Falling out with.
Yeah.
What do you feel about that?
Very, very disheartened.
So suspicious how they imported millions of Muslims into the United Kingdom... who don't believe in freedom of speech, and now they have freedom of speech laws being passed. You mean to tell me that the people that murder and execute people for drawing cartoons of their prophet? You mean to tell me that the people that imported those are now arresting people that use their words? Well, it's pretty weird.
Buttoned and upset.
Look at you. What happened to you, man? The United Kingdom was an empire. Look at this.
It's destroyed my character as a person. I've been a care assistant since I was 17, and I want to be a nurse. I like helping people. I want to save people's lives. I have got a good character, as obviously I'm still working.
Well, now you're a convicted felon.
In my post now, my managers haven't let me go for the reason being they know me as a person.
They stood by you.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's got my back in this.
What reaction have you had from the community?
Everyone's had me back, and everyone's been so supportive.
It's pretty crazy how literally everyone agrees, and still they lose the vote. Do you understand how crazy that is, man? Like, that's why it's sham politics. Despite the fact that everyone would vote against this is still the law. It is not a democracy. It is, in my opinion, a fascist government.
I mean, I've not heard one bad word said about this whole, that everyone's just as disgusted as I am, how far it's got.
I didn't even know it could be a crime.
Neither
did I. In a private message.
Neither did I.
Use language like that.
Neither did I.
What do you think? You think publicly it is a crime? Wait. So, Mr. Pierce, if I were to call you publicly, should I get arrested for that?
It says about free speech in this country.
Well, it's not as heavy as it is in America, but I believe that...
Heavy?
Actually, it's better in America.
Yeah.
This would never...
It's infinitely better in America. And that's how... Like, did you hear that she just said that? This is the brainwashed liberal woman hive mind in Europe. I'm telling you, man. They are shoveled so much propaganda that America is worse in every way. People in America just getting arrested for supporting Palestine, right? And they literally do that. And they shovel this propaganda down your throats. They call Trump a dictator and a fascist and Hitler. And bro, dude, it's infinitely worse.
Have happened in America.
Yeah.
Their First Amendment protects your right to be offensive if you want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not, you know, it's one thing if you came in and said, yeah, I said all these things and I stand by it and I wanted to be homophobic. That's one thing.
No, that's not one thing. That should not stop that. What? No.
But you clearly, you were angry because of what had happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
You were in a hospital getting treatment for injuries sustained in what you say was an attack. And I don't know, obviously, about that side of it, but I'll take your word for it. And then you have 11 police officers charging in.
Dude, this might be the worst conversation I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm skipping the rest of the conversation. I'm getting to the debate panel. I don't care if she's homophobic or not. She was arrested for using the word privately.
Andrew Wilson, author of Bicep.
Like, she's like, well, I used the word and I got arrested. But you didn't even mean it offensively, did you, mate? No, I didn't even mean it offensively. They arrested you and you didn't even mean it offensively. Bro, you are missing the entire fucking topic here. She got arrested for saying the word. Who cares if she was offensive?
Sexual the Basics and host of the Bisexual Brunch Podcast.
The Bisexual Brunch Podcast. Literally kill me right now. What?
Lewis Oakley, host of Abet News. Mark Lamont Hill. And the author and chief political writer at Spiked.
Bro, he actually got the retard Avengers to discuss this one.
O'Neill, well, welcome to all of you. Brendan O'Neill, let me start with you. I just did this extraordinary interview with Elizabeth Kinney, which I know you guys have all listened to. What did you make of that? I mean, I could barely believe what I was hearing.
I think it's obscene. I mean, if what Elizabeth's saying is true, and I have no reason to doubt that it is, it sounds like a real double wrong has been done here. Firstly, there is the fact that someone was arrested for saying a word. That should never happen, in my view, whatever word they use, even if they use it in public.
True.
But then secondly, she was arrested for using a word in a private communication. That is an outrage, completely and utterly obscene. That really does take us into...
Yeah, no.
It's awful.
Dude, I just skipped through half the video. It's worse than awful. It's worse than awful. It's Orwellian. It's fascist.
Brendan O'Neill, let me start with you. You believe what...
True, and I have no reason to doubt that it is. It sounds like a real double wrong has been done here.
Yeah.
First, did for using a word in a private communication. That is an outrage, completely and utterly obscene. That really does take us into the territory of thought policing. If the state can pry...
J.D. Vance was right. Months ago, he went to Europe and he was like, you guys are cucks and you don't believe in freedom of speech. And they blasted him for it. Now they're suing Elon Musk against this.
On our private conversations, drag us into the dock for things that we say to friends or frenemies or enemies, whoever it might be. That really does take us into Orwellian territory where the government...
Yeah, dude, I'm just waiting for someone to mention the guy, police be upon him.
...has the right to snoop on what we say to fellow citizens. I think that is outrageous.
Lewis Oakley, I mean, I just... To start with, as a gay man, did you get offended?
Bisexual.
My apologies. As a bisexual...
So he's a... God damn, what are we doing?
Sexual man. Are you offended?
Dude, bro, the radical feminization of the West is insane. And I include men that want dicks inside of them as part of the feminization of the West. Like it's absolute insanity, bro. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. It's crazy that we're doing this, bro.
Offended by the... F word.
Yeah, I think that it's definitely got connotations there that are offensive. I mean,
come on, Andrew Wilson, please call him a bro.
Used to demean people and say that, you know, gay people are, you know, subhuman, disgusting, less manly, and that's what's inferred by it.
Well, they're definitely less manly. That's a fact. That's just an objective fact. What are you talking about?
So when it's used as abuse for young kids, you know, like
abuse, it's a word. What do you mean abuse? It's a word.
15-year-olds that are being called this in the playground. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You are such a freaking cuck. It's crazy. It's insane. Dude, who wasn't called names when they were 15? Dude, when I was 15, I was diabolical, bro. I was a nightmare. Bro, you should have heard my racist jokes when I was 15. And you know what? I was the least racist in my class. Everyone else was even worse. I'll be real. Like, what are we talking about? Bro, we were crazy racist jokes. Obviously, we were boys. We were teenaged boys. That's normal. Kids are dumb. Get over it. Oh, my Lord. And you know what? You know what? The fact that in school, if someone... And it was Canada, which is like cuck land also, all right? So, you don't understand, man. If you're a kid and you do something dumb and your class makes fun of you for it, it actually gives you a thick skin. It really does, all right? And nowadays that we want to treat all boys like they're girls and we're churning out retards and... I'm sorry, man. I'm just going to say the quiet part that literally every single one of you is thinking out loud because you're all thinking the same thing, all right? Holy shit, that's why we end up with Brock Lee over here. Oh my God.
Yes, it holds meaning. It, you know, leads to...
Yeah, words hold meaning.
Mental health issues. It leads to people feeling that there is something wrong
with them.
But
if it's not being used as a homophobic slur, in other words, it's not being targeted.
Listen, whether they feel like something's wrong with them or not, for the record, everyone has the right to believe whatever they want, right? So I have the right to believe that there might be something wrong with these people. You don't, whatever. I might. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, get over it. You're such cowards. It's crazy.
A gay person. And, you know, her explanation was that where she lives in the north of England... Well, Mark, I'll come to you. You might laugh, but I know there are parts of England where they would definitely not consider this to be a homophobic slur. They would just do it as a bit of...
Who cares if it's a homophobic slur? Dude, I'm telling you, man. I'm literally watching 50 Shades of Retard right now. Like, you don't understand how crazy it is. Like, Piers Morgan seems normal in comparison to the Avengers that's sitting next to him, okay? But even he's retarded here, too.
They would see it quite harmless banter. Now, we can argue about that, but it's different to say the N-word over here, which everyone would have a clear idea about. I don't think that
it's the
this...
same. They're both words, and no one should get arrested for either of them.
F-word is seen in quite the same context, hence why she used it here. But not in a way that could be remotely construed as homophobic, which then begs the question, why has she been prosecuted for a hate crime prompting hate at gay people?
Why is being homophobic considered so bad all of a sudden? I don't know, man. Like, why is that considered, like, such a terrible thing? They have the right to be homophobic. You could disagree with them, but they have every right to be homophobic. Why should it be illegal to be homophobic? Like, why are we even playing this game?
Can I just say, I think that it's almost worse that he was straight.
Yes, I saw the Portland story. A dude gets stabbed, and after getting stabbed, he said the N-word, and then they released the black guy that stabbed him because the guy responded with the N-word after getting stabbed. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I know the race game.
Yeah, because what she's doing, she's really angry in the moment. I totally get it. And she's thinking, how can I insult this man that has done this terrible thing to me? And by the way, like, you know, I hope he gets convicted too. How can I demean him?
This dude is actually on Team Orwell here. This dude is really on Team arrest people for saying the word.
I know, I'll call him gay because gay is so lower. Gay is so, like, you know, anti-masculine. That's the whole point. That was the way. There's a thousand other words she could have used to describe
it. But she says she's not homophobic.
Who cares? Dude, I'm telling you, man. Pierce, you absolute cuck. What are we doing? Like, I can't stand this discussion. He's like, hey, she used the word faggot because she tried to be offensive, but actually it wasn't homophobic at all because she said she's not homophobic, but actually she used to be offensive, actually. Bro, what are we doing? They're fucking words. Like, sticks and stones will break my bones. Words will never hurt me. I was taught that when I was in kindergarten.
And wasn't saying it as a gay slur.
Okay, but this guy's trying to tell me that actually being gay doesn't make you less manly. Anyway, I'm going to show you how I could be super fragile. I'm going to prove how unmanly I actually am. Good point.
So what's that? You wanted to say that people that use the N-word to describe people aren't racist? It's just their banter between their friends?
Well, no, because I think there is a qualitative difference in severity.
This dude's ranking slurs. So Piers Morgan's like, well, actually, the F is only in B tier, whereas the N, that's an A tier slur. So A tier and above, you should go to jail. But B tier and below is not really a bad problem. Dude, this is fucking abysmal.
These words. I mean...
So race is more important than sexuality?
Well, it's an...
First of all, yes. Objectively, yes. True. True. Because no matter what race you are, you're made in the image of God. No matter what race you are, no matter where you come from or what your ethnic background is. as opposed to sexual deviancy. Yes, correct. I'm glad you brought that up. That's one. And two, words are still words.
Interesting, arguable point. I mean, Mark, look, I would never use personally that F word. I would certainly never use the N word privately or in public. They're probably using the difference between the two, I would say. Most people might think.
Oh,
certainly
this is
in
pathetic.
England.
What are we doing?
I can imagine a lot of people using it, playgrounds and stuff, and not intending it to be a homophobic slur, not even knowing it is. So it's not as clear-cut as you might think it is.
Yes, it is. It is clear-cut, Pierce. Pierce, it's clear. It is very clear-cut, all right? It's incredibly clear-cut. You ready for me to explain? Are you ready for me to explain? It's a word, and you shouldn't go to jail for saying a word, even if it's offensive, all right? It is clear-cut.
But regardless, as Brendan...
Actually, this time was used as an offensive way.
I don't care. Oh, my God.
You know, regardless of whether you think it is or isn't, the idea that you communicate that word in a private conversation to someone via text message who you know...
I love how Pierce Morgan just basically, he, like, has Andrew Wilson in his back pocket as, like, the based guy that'll say the things, and he just brings him on every single time he has, like, a retard panel.
And the next thing, 11 police officers are charging into your house to arrest you. That can't be right, surely.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So you raised 2 points. The first one, where I disagreed with you, wasn't whether or not people saw it as a homophobic slur. Mm. My point is something can be a homophobic slur or a racist slur or an anti-Semitic slur or whatever, even if a person doesn't realize that that's what they're doing.
Who cares?
In the United States, I've spent a lot of time in locker rooms as an athlete. I spent a lot of times in fraternity houses. I spent a lot of time just in my neighborhood. And that word was used a lot. And it was often used not against gay people, although it certainly was used against gay people.
Who cares?
It was also used against ostensibly straight people.
Dude, these people are crazy,
as my
man.
Colleague just said,
for like, we share our country with people like this.
Purpose of demeaning, for joking. Sometimes it wasn't even an intense joke. Sometimes it wasn't outrage. It was just it was used ostensibly in a playful way. But the idea is, if the best way to mock you or to tease you or to make you seem less like a man in a society where being a man is the height of humanity, is to call you gay,
but you'd
then
never
still
be arrested.
You're still
hang on. You'd never be arrested in America.
This is crazy, man.
For using that word, because the First Amendment would protect
right.
you. So you could be offensive in that way without actually treading into criminal activity, because the First Amendment is there to protect that very thing, actually. It really protects all speech, including hate speech.
Yeah, true.
So that's the second piece of it, right? I just wanted to address the idea of whether it's homophobic speech or not. Mm. But even if it's hate speech, let's say it rises to the level of hate speech, regardless, I don't think
no such thing as hate speech. It's just speech.
Surveillance state should be overseeing us to decide when and where we're making the hate speech, even though I deplore it.
Oh, so he thinks that you should get arrested for saying in public. Oh.
Hate speech. And then I also don't think the carceral state should be criminalizing or intensifying criminal penalties for using it. Mm. So, yeah, it's awful to do. You shouldn't do it. But I could be the worst piece of human garbage on earth for using a word or a slur. It doesn't mean that I should get arrested for it. I think there's other...
Bro, this manlet was on Pierce Morgan talking about how that lady that called the Somalian kid the N-word should go to jail. This dude was literally having a mental crash out on Pierce Morgan like 3 months ago when that lady said the N-word to the kid that stole her shit. Oh my God. Do you remember that? I remember that. I even covered that in a previous video. This dude had like he was crying on Pierce Morgan that lady said the N-word. Like, what a freaking nutcase. Like, I'm telling you, man. Like, yes, these are not manly men. What, am I supposed to say that these are manly men? Like, these people that are literally sitting here trembling and crying because someone said the word... Like, are you kidding me?
Ways to resolve that.
Yeah, Andrew Wilson, you know, it was very interesting when Tucker jumped me with this because I wasn't aware of the case. So I was doing Tucker's show. We had a 90-minute chat about all sorts of things. The main premise of his conversation was that my country's gone for the dogs. I was defending it vigorously in some parts and agreeing with him in other parts, as I would America, by the way. Good and bad, but two great countries. However, when he went on this...
Well, one great country and one kind of sad, dying cuckold of a country that's slowly but surely being morphed into Pakistan too.
Rant about this. It took me by surprise. I didn't not say this F word because I thought I might be arrested. I wasn't aware of the story. I went and did some research and I discovered somebody had actually been arrested in my country for using that word in a text message. Having, she says, being beaten up by a guy.
Well, like, the context doesn't matter, man.
Treatment in hospital and texting somebody that she believed had been partly responsible for her getting the beating. And that beating has not been properly investigated. So I don't know enough about that part of it to determine.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, we have to start calling, like, we need a slur for, like, the sheep. We need a slur for sheep. All these retards that go out there and be like, well, actually, it might be offensive because it's used to all gay people. Like, we need a slur for these guys specifically. Goy, that's a pretty good one. Goy is going to happen. We're going to bring Goy into the mainstream, absolutely. I just feel like, I feel like Goy just means nations, okay? It doesn't mean anything, but, like, it works. That works, actually, yeah.
You know, how clear-cut that all was. But regardless,
soy goy.
The idea that she could use
soy goy, bro, that's crazy. All right, I like that. All right,
that word in a text message, and the next thing, 11 police are banging on, not even banging in. They're coming in, and she's having a bath naked. Absolutely extraordinary, isn't it?
Oh my god, dude, you're gonna hit me with the ad now. If you'd like your penis to be longer, all you have to do is start saying once a week.
So, it's actually, I'm not even surprised. So. The idea here is, I guess you could get SA'd, and if you call your assailant the F slur, you go to jail, right? Some country you got there. By the way, let's point this out, that progressives have for years, as these guys say, we don't want to, put in hate speech laws and have people arrested and this
they
and that.
They've
been doing the same type of stuff for years. They do de-person, de-banking, de-platforming, people away from their cash. Touch on any issues that they don't like, they've been doing that for years to conservatives. So they're doing the exact same thing that the government over there is doing. They're just using the private marketplace to do it. So what they do is they will go on these massive campaigns to deperson a human being from society because they have wrong think, or they say a word that it makes somebody else upsetty spaghetti, right? That's what they do. And the fact of the matter is like, who gives a shit? Who cares if this woman didn't care? Who cares if she was like, you know what? I am homophobic. And I said it because I'm homophobic.
That's right. She should have every right to be homophobic. Like, I don't understand. The reason why this is so frustrating is because this is a Christian nation. All right. It should be a Christian nation. That's what England was founded as. All right. And again, I'm sure that there's some woke Christians out there that feel like, hey, we have to change the Bible to fit with the times because God wasn't smart enough to come up with the Bible in 2025, which is, in my opinion, heresy. All right. Not trying to get involved in how other people deal with their religious zealots, but that's crazy. All right. And the reality is gay sex is immoral according to Christianity. And Judaism and the Bible, it's immoral, okay? Now, you can have any opinion you want, but, like, to arrest people for having basic biblical values is the most satanic thing I've ever seen in my life.
Her business, right? You can say what you want. You're supposed to, at least in free nations, and that's not what you have there. And that was Tucker Carlson's point. You don't have a free nation there. You have
out of
a
interest,
nation,
Andrew,
which is...
Out of interest, Andrew, would you use that word?
Sure, you use it all the time. It's one of the best ways to describe friends. Right?
Would you use it? Would you use it on a show like this?
It's not meant to be. Look, it's not meant to be. Can I say it?
Would you say it? I mean, would you normally use a word?
Well,
like
I wouldn't say it for the purposes of TOS. But I mean, if I was allowed to, sure, it's one of my favorite words to say. There's nothing wrong with the word. What happens is this. This word is not even being used as a homophobic slur, and it hasn't since I was a kid, okay? That's the truth. People call each other this all the time for fun, just because it's fun. You run into a buddy of yours. What's up, F slur, right? You don't care. And you give each other a high five.
I don't think that's true, though.
No one even cares. Like, even if it was a homophobic slur, who cares?
If you ask gay people, they will tell you it is often used in a derogatory way and offensive way intended to demean them, and it's done all the time. I don't think we can dispute that.
But you know what? Everything, you can use any word as derogatory if you want to, or you can use words and they're not derogatory. It depends on the context, and we're social creatures. I'm tired of people acting like socially everybody's retarded. We know that there's context for words, and when you say in proper context, this word to buddies and people on this, you know, whatever, it's not a problem socially, and it never has been. And Mark might shake his head, but I bet you in high school he was calling half of his friends that word, and they were probably calling it to him back. Why? Because it's funny. That's why it's funny. And
You've
never used any term at school about anyone as a joke?
you're asking a different question now. That okay,
well,
now
just
you're
generally
a different question. His question was that, again, the answer to the first question is no, I didn't use the F word in high school, as he alleged.
I bet he used the N word though.
Second question is, have I ever used an offensive term? Absolutely. When I was a child, but as an adult, I like to think that I've grown beyond using the words that I used as a child.
Coward.
Coward. I agree that social context matters. Oh my God. And I agree that we should always consider social context. We live in a society where gay people are still abused, where gay people are still slandered, where gay people are...
Gay people aren't getting abused. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. They're not being abused or slandered any more than literally anyone else. Get out. That's not true. Like, oh my God. These people are so pathetic. Broadcasting from the longhouse. This is unreal.
Still.
And then they're like, no, we're just as manly as you are. And then they start, their lower lip starts trembling as they talk about the eight guys that railroaded their assholes like Al Zut did. Bro, get out of here.
Physically assaulted, where gay people are marginalized. And that F word is used very often to do, and oh it's often God, accompanied by harm. Pathetic. And so if we know that, I agree, when you walk up to your friend and give him a high five and use that word, you may not be attempting to smuggle in homophobia. I don't think you are. But what I'm saying is...
Smuggling in homophobia, like you need to do it under the cover of darkness. Like, and you can't just say men should, you know, ideally be married to women in an ideal world. All right? Like, bro, smuggling it under the darkness of night. He snuck an F slur from beyond the pale. And he uttered. And everyone turned. Chilled.
Normalizing a word that still accompanies harm and still kind of normalizes what we do and how we treat as a society, LGBTQI folk. And so I'm just saying,
oh, LGBTQI.
Why don't we put a different word?
You have to add the QI to make sure you knew what we're talking about.
Doesn't cause all this hullabaloo.
All right, the bigger issue.
The problem is, because they're not as fun. And the reason is, the more that you try to make...
It's because they police them. If it would be used everywhere, or if retard would be used everywhere openly, then honestly, the words would be boring. They would be boring words. They really would be. It's because you've made them some sort of blacklist that it actually has power.
These pushbacks, these social pushbacks, and tell people what they can and can't say, it makes them want to say it more. And you know it, Mark. Like, that's what happens. The second you start making social pushback and say, hey, this word you've been calling your friends, you guys have been joking around for years saying this stuff, you're not allowed to say it anymore because now somebody's going to get too upset about it. It literally gives them incentive to say it more. That's what happens. That's how social context actually works.
But that's
works.
Not what I'm saying.
You know, if you guys wouldn't make a big deal out of it, hang on, Mark, almost done. If you guys wouldn't make a big deal out of it, we wouldn't have a big deal, right? But you guys make the big deal out of it.
All right. Let me bring in Brendan, because hang on, Mark. I'll come back to you. The bigger issue, it seems to me, here with the UK is that the Times newspaper recently revealed that police officers are making 12,000 arrests a year under Section 127 of the Communications Act and Section 1 of the Malicious Communications Act.
The Malicious Communications Act, eh? 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 EU finds X under the Digital Services Act? Interesting. So, essentially, they're arresting 12,000 people a year for saying or retard on social media, right? If you text your mom that something suspicious, they'll just arrest you now. How is that anything other than an authoritarian regime? Like, that is straight up fascism. That is authoritarianism. And they're gonna lose, they're like, and then they go and they slander everyone else.
In other words, similar.
Meanwhile, you have actual rape gangs wandering around. Actual migrant rape gangs that they do nothing about.
Instances to this. That's 30 arrests a day over offensive posts on social media, other platforms. Thousands of people being detained and questioned for sending messages that, quote, cause annoyance, inconvenience, or anxiety to others via the internet or mail.
Man up! I know they hate that term, but man up! Literally, oh my God.
A 58% increase in these arrests since before the pandemic. I mean, this seems completely nuts to me. Joe Rogan said they've already arrested 12,000 people for social media posts. We got a clip of him talking about this.
They've already arrested 12,000 people
a year, Joe.
For social media posts.
That's insane.
Above and beyond every other country, way above Russia. Russia was like 400 last year. The UK is 12,000. Criticism?
People in the UK still think they're in a free country and they don't realize they're in a fascist regime. They don't know yet.
Of immigration, any criticism of grooming gangs and people being raped, any talk about how horrible this is, they come visit you. Man. It's like someone's trying to destroy England.
Now, I would say, Brendan, that's probably a mischaracterization. If you actually went over the 12,000 cases, you could probably see a lot of very offensive things in there. I don't know, but I'm surmising. Absolutely. It's not just criticizing an immigration policy that's causing the arrest. But in a country that's...
And then Piers Morgan talks about how it's actually worth all of this because now he has much better food from all the illegal immigrants that are coming into the UK. Isn't it worth it, Piers? I hear that you have better food now.
Supposed to be one of the leaders of free speech historically in the world.
Not anymore.
This is pretty terrifying, isn't it? It's just Nation. Kafka stuff.
It's awful. It's like the Stasi. You know, older listeners and viewers will remember the German Democratic Republic, and they had the Stasi that would literally listen in on private conversations, that would literally rent out the apartment above the apartment of some dodgy person and listen through the floor to make sure they weren't saying problematic things. We now have a similar...
Someone in my chat just said 12,000, that's it. Boys, start setting up your VPN. They're banning VPNs in England. That's another thing that they're doing in England. They're banning all VPNs.
A system in the UK. People are being arrested and in some cases punished for things they say. And, you know, it's now December, so any minute now we are going to see the annual controversy about the Pogues' great song, Fairy Tale of New York, which has the famous lyric, you scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy, beep. Maggot, you know, yeah. We're not allowed to say it, apparently. But that is a great song.
That's, being afraid of saying a word because you might go to jail for it. Like, that's crazy.
Word is often bleeped out. And this is another issue about these insulting words. I actually think what's most insulting to gay people, ethnic minority people, all sorts of minority groups, what's most insulting is actually censorship, because censorship infantilizes them. Censorship says to them, you are such a weak part of society that we need to institute these laws and these rules.
Maybe it's because they are a weak part of society. Sorry.
To protect you from offensive words. It's actually a reversal of the great gains of the civil rights era when we have these kinds of...
Look, I'm not trying to be rude here, because what I'm about to say is going to come off very rude. Islam tried to conquer the United Kingdom in the past. Then they got absolutely dog-walked in the Crusades. So now they're trying again, and they're literally being let in. The doors have opened for them, all right? They're open. They open the doors, they're letting them in. The reality of the matter is... they couldn't wage an offensive. They couldn't wage an offensive. But because England is so pathetic, all right, that they are literally opening the floodgates, all right? I don't mean to be Islamophobic here or anything, but most Muslim nations have average IQs hovering around 80. They couldn't conquer you if you weren't literally opening the gates for it to happen yourself.
Rules that say we must protect these poor little dears from ever hearing an offensive term. So I think these words are actually, the power of these words is less worrying to me than the power of censorship to infantilize minority groups and punish people who want to express themselves.
So all right, Lewis, as a poor little dear, would you like to respond?
I want to start with the numbers that you just talked about, because I think there is a point where we have to look at the reality of the modern world in which we live. Yes, we all want to see more convictions for rape and murder. Those things are very hard to prove.
Are you fucking kidding? They're releasing rapists. Like, proven, confirmed rapists are being released back into society in England, okay? The guy that assaulted this woman that we're talking about that was arrested for saying the word, they arrested that guy and let him out. What?
There is communication. We all communicate. 90% of it now is online.
But why should...
Oh, my God. So he's saying that the reason why we're focusing more on the word is because more people say than people that get provably raped. Thank you, Brock Lee. You are cooking.
The police be policing speech that doesn't actually incite specific violence, which is, to me, always the line.
So our law
cannot cross, right? If I say to people that you live at a certain address, go around there and attack him, right? That's a clear incitement to violence.
Yeah, that's not protected.
That's a criminal offence, and I should be arrested for that.
I agree.
And there should be no issue of that being a free speech issue. But if I just hate you, or want to say derogatory things about you, or you do to me, that shouldn't be something that prohibits, that precipitates 11 police turning up at the door.
Well, two things. We have protected characteristics, right? We understand that in UK law, it was only 1967 in this country, it stopped being illegal to be gay. It was only in 2003 that we got rid of things like Section 28. The law
has... everything went down since then. Did you notice? You know, they legalized gay marriage and everything went downhill. I'm not saying that this correlates or anything. I'm just noticing.
Real hand in causing stigma and discrimination against gay people that did not disappear in 20-something years.
Point.
So it's right that the law steps in and says, you know what, we've had a hand in this. We're going to step in and protect you because it takes a preventative measure, much like the NHS, where it says, you know what, rather than treat you when you're sick, let's just prevent people from getting sick where we can. And it's the same thing here. Yes, the line is...
You think they're arresting people for saying the word because you're afraid that the person that said the word might eventually go out and start murdering gay people? So like, you're treating this as, like, prevention of terrorism? Are you actually insane? This is mind-numbingly stupid.
Is calling for violence, but if you can stop people hating on people for their individual identity...
Do you really think getting people to stop saying is going to make them start liking gay people more? Do you really think that if, like, the gay mafia told us that you're not allowed to say or we're going to kill you, and now they're going to be like, well, now that I can't say anymore, I started loving gay people. Do you really think that that's going to happen?
Entity, you can say you're stupid, you're an idiot, you've done this wrong, whatever, but if it's targeted, if it's hate on you because of your race,
is it okay,
because of your sexuality, your religion.
Why does nobody get arrested for calling Donald Trump a Nazi?
Well, no, but you know what? The Nazi thing is interesting because I do think...
It's not just interesting. It's probably the most egregious thing you could possibly...
I agree. Calling someone a Nazi is infinitely worse than calling someone a... It's not even close.
Somebody is comparing him directly to Adolf Hitler, who murdered 12 million people, who gassed 6 million Jews in concentration camps, right?
Well, to be fair, he killed Jews in a whole assortment of ways. I'm pretty sure it was only like a million that were killed in concentration camps through gassing. The rest were just shot and starved and murdered and run over by trains and thrown off cliffs and stuff. You know, just in case you were curious.
The
idea that that is not an arrestable offense by comparison.
For the record, Adolf Hitler arrested people for speech. Did you know that? Were you aware of that? Did you know that he arrested people for speech? Did you know that he was a socialist? I think one of the big lies is that he was a right-wing guy. He was a radical leftist. He was a radical leftist. Hitler was a radical leftist, man.
And to using the F word against a gay person seems to me to be completely disproportionate.
Well, you're absolutely right. But here's my thing. I think the Nazi thing is an interesting thing because actually this proves that it's not a left or a right-wing issue because actually since the assassination of Charlie Kirk and those two attempts on Donald Trump's life, the right has been saying, watch your rhetoric. And they understand that whilst calling for violence against them, speaking about them as Nazis is increasing the likeliness of someone thinking, oh my God, there's Nazis, I better get...
This guy's retarded. This guy's retarded. Dude, when the media constantly is talking about how there's a Nazi takeover of the government, what do? You have to be violent. You have to be violent. If there was actually a Nazi takeover of the government, you have to fight back. You'd actually need a revolution against that. So they're essentially telling you to do that. Yes, that is not even remotely similar.
And a gun and do something about it. So they understand.
They're not calling for their
not for violence, but calling them words starts that dehumanization that leads to violence. So Andrew, thank you for proving my
this
point.
This is sick. This is actually sick what you're saying, dude. What you're saying is that you're calling for people to be arrested for words that you do that make you upset. That's sick. This is the country of John Locke. Hang on. This is the country of John Locke. This is the country that was supposed to... We adopted our constitution based on these principles of free speech. And, you know, you sick bastards are running around actually calling for the arrest of people because they say mean words.
This is the thing with free speech. You can still make your point. You can still make your point. What is it that you can't say? It's not my fault that people can't articulate themselves well. You can talk about crime statistics based on gender and sexuality and race, whatever you want.
Why should a young care worker angry because she's been assaulted and is in hospital and is firing off her angry thoughts while she said she had a head injury and she uses this F word and because of that she ends up with a conviction.
Well, hold on, Pierre.
Dude, I'm just being real here, bro. Andrew, if you don't call him by the end of this debate, I'm going to be so disappointed.
We only got her side of the story. Reading the articles, it says that there was a series of abusive and homophobic messages.
Yeah. Who cares?
Those were then showed the friend.
They weren't homophobic.
The friend that she said
they
that
weren't actually running defense for the police state.
That's what
they
the prosecutor
aimed,
said.
They weren't aimed at somebody for their sexuality.
But so what? So if I go in the street, I'm so one in the street.
That's right. Believe all women doesn't matter when there's a new oppressive group that's below it. The women, unfortunately, they rank too high on the oppressed pyramid. That's right, baby.
Yeah, well, okay. By comparison,
believe all women until they use the F slur. Now you have to fucking kill them.
Use the N word against.
I had a chance to respond to you.
Right? Or if I use the N word against Andrew, is that a racist slur against him?
Dude, no. What are we doing? This is like actual retard Olympics. They're just words. They're words, bro.
What did it? No. So if I go up in the street and start...
There has to be some intent, surely.
No, if I start going up to someone in the street and screaming anti-Semitic things...
Like, I think this is actually perfect. This entire panel is so perfect to explain to you that we're living in clown world. The left is an actual pile of babies and manlets. Every single person on the left. You will not convince me otherwise. How could you be a man that's a leftist that's not just a complete and utter fucking cuck? How?
Yeah. And then it turns out they're not Jewish. The police aren't going to be like, oh, well.
Bro,
like,
I have been called anti-Semitic shit a ton. I have never called the police. Never, never. Soy goy, soy goy. These fucking goys, bro. What are we doing? This is crazy. This is crazy, bro. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
You still, you went to attack someone
but that's my point though. God. If you can't be anti-Semitic against somebody who's not Jewish. But
are all retarded. It's crazy, bro. These people are all, who cares? It's a word.
I think it's worse because the gay slur was made to make him seem like less of a man, to sort of dehumanize him.
She didn't intend it like that. And I think intent does matter. Mark, you wanted to jump in about the Nazi thing. What was your observation about that? I don't think people should be arrested for either. But it just seems to me an extraordinary disparity between you can just casually call somebody a Nazi and compare them to Adolf Hitler and there's no accountability. But if you use the F word in a private text, you get arrested by 11 cops.
For the record, in England, they're calling people like Tommy Robinson and his whole group and the right wing people Nazis. But that's fine. The government calls them Nazis. No problem. A woman gets assaulted and calls her a rapist or whatever, and she gets arrested.
Yeah, we're in like seven directions here, so I'm going to just try and in like 10 seconds deal with each one total. First, I agree that no one should be arrested for any of this speech. Let me say that. So this is not a defense of arresting people, because that keeps being said. I'm not defending that. I do think the Nazi piece is different, but it doesn't mean that it should be responded to differently. For example, you may say to me, Piers, because you're policing my speech around not using the F word or the N word or whatever, that you're a fascist. That would be a reasonable criticism. I think you'd be wrong, but I think that'd be a reasonable criticism. But you'd be you'd be saying that my behavior is actually similar to that of a particular thing. When people are looking at Donald Trump's behavior, it's not casual at all. They're saying the extraordinary and maybe historically unprecedented way that he is undermining American democracy is reminiscent of the Nazi regime.
He's not undermining American democracy. He was elected by the majority of the people. He's doing exactly what he was elected for, okay? He's not undermining democracy in literally any way whatsoever, all right? Also, he's a capitalist. The Nazis were socialist. Like, they're polar opposites, man. Also, Donald Trump isn't fucking rounding up Jews and murdering them, okay? Like, what are we talking about, man? Like, I've said this before on my videos. Definitely subscribe. I've said this before. My grandfather's a Holocaust survivor, and he reads the New York Times every single day. He's 100 years old. He reads the New York Times every day with a magnifying glass. It's the cutest thing in the universe. And every single time he sees something in the New York Times calling Trump a Nazi or, like, comparing him to Hitler, he gets visibly angry. Visibly angry. And he's like, dude, what are we talking about? He's actually visibly mad. So my grandfather voted for Trump. He was 99, I think, when he voted for Trump. And he called his son, my uncle, and he said, drive me, I am voting for this man. And he did, and he voted for him. Bro's the goat.
You may disagree. I'm not to be wrong or right.
You don't honestly think that. Donald Trump is a Nazi.
Piers, if you allow me to finish, you'd understand that I'm not saying that. Just allow me to finish the sentence. My next sentence was...
No, he didn't say dude. I was paraphrasing. But he was, like, actually annoyed. Like, he was actually upset. When he read that. Like, he saw them compare... Every time he's compared to a Nazi, like, he gets actually upset. Like, because, remember, like, my grandfather, his entire family was killed by Nazis. His entire family. He was the only survivor in his entire family. You know, the war started, he had parents and, like, five siblings, and they were all killed by actual Nazis. And here he is in America, you know, the greatest country ever, and Donald Trump gets elected by the majority of the people. He's not throwing Jews into gas chambers, or any people into gas chambers, for the record, and then the media calls him a Nazi. And, you know, he sees that, and he's like, this is crazy. This is absolute insanity. Like, I could tell you stories that my grandfather told me, and they're bone chilling. Like, I'll tell you one story. I think I've said this before. I don't even remember if I said this before. He was taken on a death march, right? So basically a Nazi group took him out, took this entire group of several thousand people from a concentration camp, brought them out into the wilderness, and then shot them all. Because they basically, it's just like, why feed all these mouths? And shot everyone in the group and killed all of them. And then they got their dogs, German Shepherds, to sniff around the corpses to make sure that everyone was dead. And every time there was someone that was alive, they would shoot that guy to make sure that he stayed dead, right? These were, and the dog went and sniffed my grandfather, who was alive, thank God, and the dog didn't bark. And they left him there, and he stayed there among the bodies for hours until he was sure that all the Nazis were gone, and then he ran away. So that guy will open the newspaper and see the media call Trump a Nazi. And that is insane. And it actually gets him mad for like the most obvious reason of all time. God had plans for him. That's how he survived. All right. Because God had plans for him.
Was it does not matter whether you agree or disagree.
That's just one story of 5 years of stories. To make it clear. All right. That is one story of 5 years of stories that are just as horrible.
With the claim. The point is, I'm allowed to have a political ideology. And I wouldn't make that claim, by the way. I wouldn't call Donald Trump a Nazi. But my point is,
Is it a slur against Donald Trump?
No.
Wow.
That's my point. Piers, oh I'm the God, one saying dude. No.
This guy's so it's not a slur to kill somebody. It's not a slur to call somebody a Nazi, but it is a slur to use the F word about somebody who's not even gay. Explain that.
No. I can't explain what you just said because that's not the point I'm making. You've recharacterized what I said.
I'm
to
not
make
sure
it sound
what
absurd.
The point is, you're making.
What I'm saying.
Oh God.
Allow me to finish, and you will. What I'm saying is, if you are making an analysis of somebody and you, in good faith, believe that their behavior, similar to if you call me a fascist, I don't think I'm a fascist, but you have a right to say that, and I wouldn't call that a slur. If my behavior is reminiscent of that, similar to the Nazi or any other argument
that
you
make. What if your behavior is reminiscent of the N-word, then, in that case? All right? Like, this is crazy, bro.
I'm not calling it a slur just because I disagree with you. Where it becomes different is if I'm attacking somebody for their identity. Where I'm insulting somebody for their identity, that becomes a slur.
Slur when we use it the way we want. But when we use words that'll basically get people to kill you, that's fine, because that's not technically a slur.
Last example you gave, Piers, where somebody calls somebody the F word or somebody high fives their friend, as my other colleague said, it gives them a high five and they're not even gay and they don't mean it that way. It may not be a slur, but you're still trafficking in homophobia. You're still in racism.
All right. You're trafficking in homophobia.
Hang on. This is actually illogical. Listen, I'll tell you why. The reason that this is illogical is because.
And then allow me to respond,
foundation...
because every time you respond and tell me something, I don't get to respond.
Hang on, I understand. But the foundation of your argument is these words cause harm based on social stigma, and the social stigma is caused because you're using a harmful word. Calling people Nazis and fascists would create this exact same stigma that you're saying these other protected classes deserve. Your argument is a contradiction. It's P and not P at the same time. It's contradictory. So either it's one or the other, Mark. Either the social stigma needs to be against. Hang on. And in the UK, people are getting arrested for calling Donald Trump a Nazi.
He's right.
As much as they get arrested for calling somebody the F slur, because the social stigma is the thing that you're after. So you have to pick one, dude. Pick a lane.
All right. Now allow me to respond. Again, you have mischaracterized my argument. My point is not that social stigma is the predicate for deciding whether or not someone can say something or not. If it were, then you would be right. All words can have social stigma. I could call you a conservative.
Then what is it?
And you could have a social stigma. You could call.
Then what determines
again,
it?
Again, I need to finish now. Please allow me to finish.
I'm just waiting. This guy's pathetic.
I just want the answer, though. What could it be?
If you let me talk or if you don't?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, what I'm saying is, again, if just all words can potentially have stigma. If you call me a bleeding heart liberal, I may find that to produce stigma for me. I'm not saying that stigma alone is the issue. Stigma is not the predicate for me. I'm not making the case that anybody should be arrested for any of it because it's so gray and slippery. I'm saying don't arrest anybody for any of the slang that or any of the slurs, any of the language, any of the words that are being used against people. I'm saying don't arrest anybody for any of it. But the distinction I'm making here is not one of slur versus or stigma versus non-stigma. What I'm saying is that as a community, we can certainly agree that assessing someone's behavior, even if it causes stigma, is okay. You not liking it isn't enough for me to stop saying it. What I'm saying is if we as a community decide that, hey, this particular word, this particular framework has historically caused harm to people, not based on what they believe, not based on anything they've done, but based on a particular identity category, I'm saying we can make different decisions.
Literally, he's actually contradicting himself, like in one sentence. In one sentence, he contradicts himself every single time.
We may not agree on what the decision
that,
is.
Mark, but it, that's stigma. You are making a foundation.
Let me jump in.
Hang on.
I'll tell you, man, this dude's 70 IQ ass does not understand. Like, does not understand the actual hypocrisy. He's like, a stigma's okay if it's a stigma for behavior, but a stigma's not okay if it's a stigma for identity. That's what he's saying, and there's zero logic behind it. Put the fries in the bag, bro.
Stigma is the foundation.
You just don't realize
all words
it,
can
it
produce... No, it's not.
Let me ask Andrew a question.
You don't realize it.
Let me ask Andrew.
Repeatedly shouting it is doesn't change the fact that it's not.
I just think this guy's honestly too dumb. I'm not going to lie. I think this dude is too dumb to realize he's contradicting himself. I'm not trying to be rude here or anything. I just think you bro's got the Somalia IQ. Like, this is crazy.
Let me ask a question.
I'm stipulating that it can all have stigma.
Bro's been yapping for like 20 minutes, repeating himself forever.
Let me ask a question of Andrew, which is about free speech, but it's a different twist on it. Because it's all been very anti the UK, this debate, as indeed the debates raised in America about our free speech issues, which are legitimate. I agree.
No, they're not.
But a Reuters report recently said that more than 600 Americans were fired, suspended, placed under investigation, or disciplined by employers
for
comments about Charlie's...
Absolutely. They should be fired. This is not the same. They're not getting arrested by the government for it. They're getting fired by employers that have the freedom of speech as well. Wait, the employer has every right to fire one of their employees. Absolutely. They do. No doubt. And you want to know something? That's based as fuck. They're employers, not the government. This is not the same. It's unreal. It's unreal. You got people that get fired for being pro-Israel or anti-Israel or whatever other stance throughout all of history. And you know what? That's perfectly legal. It is legal. This is like a libtard curveball. This is the stupidest argument I've ever heard in my life.
Nation. That was after a review of court records, public statements, local media reports, and interviews. Some were dismissed
off- And for the record, one of the biggest errors through all of American history was the fact that people shit on a baker, a Christian baker, that didn't want to bake a wedding cake for a gay wedding. They shit on that man, and that was the beginning of the end. For real. That dude had every right to refuse to bake a wedding cake for what he viewed as a sin. He had every possible right. Every right. And honestly, and I'm not trying to be rude here, because I have a lot of respect for Christians in general. Christians did not have that man's back enough. They did not have his back enough. They should have fucking stood on business. And a lot did, but not enough did. Too many people, in my opinion, were on the turn the other cheek, phase. And turning the other cheek is honestly a great attribute. When someone's personally insulting you. Right, but this is honestly, it's a fight against God. And I wish more people would have stood up. And honestly, I wish the Jewish community would have stood up for that guy as well. And they also didn't say anything about that. Because they were like, well, it's not really our business. But they should have. Absolutely. I mean that. That situation was, in my opinion, like actually the beginning of the end.
After celebrating or mocking Kirk's death, 15 were punished for allegedly invoking karma or divine justice. 9 others were disciplined for variance on good riddance. Other offending posts appear to exult in the killing or express hope that other Republican figures would be next. And we just had the president-elect of the Oxford Youth.
That's right. Hell yeah. And you know what? If a Jewish company wants to fire someone that says free Palestine, kill the Jews, that's base too. You know why? Because it's their job and they can do it. They can do it if they want. Absolutely. True. Like, this is such a cringe take, man. It's such an unbelievably cringe take. It's a business that's owned by a guy who has freedom himself, and he has the right to hire or fire whoever he wants. He doesn't want to hire employees that celebrate the murder of random conservatives.
In the UK, who was sort of de-presented, removed from his presidency, which was about to take over, because he had reacted in a sort of celebratory way when he heard the news of Charlie Kirk being shot. Now, in its way, is that not the very kind of censorship that you're talking about? Or do you think there's a line between accountability to your employers and to
it's not even
police criminal
similar.
Activity?
No, the left has been depersoning and canceling people for my whole lifetime. And it has whipped up into a fervor since Trump's election, but even pre-election. They don't just deperson you, they debank you, they deplatform you. You're not allowed to say anything. They run massive harassment campaigns. the first time I've ever seen you poke the bear.
I wish you would actually make the very obvious. I'm disappointed that he's not making the actual argument here that employers firing someone for their opinions is not the same as the government arresting them for their opinions. All right. This is a massive difference.
Poke the bear. They finally did something. And all that happened was some people lost their jobs. They weren't depersoned. They weren't completely ostracized from all of regular society because they said a no-no word. These were people who were celebrating in the streets a horrific murder, which they likely contributed to through their own rhetoric. Right? That's what actually happened there.
And they were fired by employers.
Oh, wait. Language problems.
Hang on. All that happened here, right, was for once, the right actually pushed back after you poked us enough times. So, like, look, am I saying that people...
I don't know. I don't even think this is remotely similar. I don't think this is, like, even in the same league. Like, this isn't even... We're not even talking about the same... this is a whole different conversation. Like, this is social canceling or whatever. It's not the same as the government arresting you. Like, if the government would arrest everyone that said good riddance when Charlie Kirk was killed, I would think that that was maybe an overreach as well. I think the people that celebrated it and incite it, that's another story. But the people that just say good riddance, I would think that it's government overreach to arrest these people. But I would absolutely want every single one of them to get fired. Every single one of them. Absolutely. I would celebrate every single person. Every single person that celebrated Charlie Kirk's death and lost their job, they deserved it. And in fact, I hope they never get another job anywhere. Ever. I hope they actually get poor because they can't get a job because of this. That would be great. And perfectly legal.
Should get fired from their jobs? No, of course not. But what I am saying is that there's a clear difference between depersoning and debanking people and ostracizing them from society completely and an employer saying you don't represent my company very well, so you're fired.
Okay.
And that's the distinction.
All right. Got to leave it there. I'm going to leave it there, Mark. I'm sorry. We're running out of time, but fascinating debate. Thank you all very much.
Anyway, it wasn't a fascinating debate. These people are all retarded. It's crazy. Andrew Wilson and this guy were the only people that actually even made remote sense. Even Piers Morgan was completely retarded on this topic. There's no reason why you can't be homophobic. This is retarded, man. You can have every opinion you want. You have the right to your opinion. It's like, dude, they don't even believe in free will anymore in these countries. Like, you're not even allowed to have an opinion. Absolute disgusting shit. And honestly, these guys are all... Like, this is a panel, and I'm disappointed that he didn't call anyone. But anyway, he wants to be invited back to Piers Morgan, and I don't blame him for that. But the reality is, get the fuck out. What about celebrating George Floyd's death? First of all, I don't know a single person that celebrated George Floyd's death. Not one. People say that George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose, which is true, but no one celebrated his death. And the people that did, it's not a very nice thing to do. But they also shouldn't get arrested. Get out of here, man. Like, you will never find an equivalent here, because there's only one political ideology right now, between the right and the left, there's only one that actually celebrates death, and that's the left. The left is a death cult. They're a death cult. They're importing death cults, they're celebrating and supporting death cults, and they push the murder of a million babies a year in America alone through abortion. The left is a death cult, and honestly, I don't care. I don't care what you have to say, to be honest. It's a death cult of soy guys. Like,